In Nepal, hundreds of people were reportedly arrested today for taking part in demonstrations against the country's King Gyanendra. The protests come as international pressure is growing on the king, who assumed absolute power last month. NPR's Philip Reeves has the story.
Jeetman Basnett is a young man living in exile and in fear. He says he's had no news of his family since fleeing Nepal last month. He's worried they're at risk from the same state security services that last year jailed him for 10 months for publishing articles critical of the government. He says he was held in an army barracks in appalling conditions.
All the times they covered my eyes, all the times they tied my hands and back. And because of no food, because lack of hygienic food, two detainees died in front of me.
Basnett's now in India. Today he appeared before the media to publicize the latest human rights report, urging the international community to take measures to make King Gyanendra reverse what's widely known as his royal coup. 6 weeks ago, Gyanendra sacked his government, established a state of emergency, suspended many human rights, introduced press censorship, and took over. Basnett says hundreds are now detained without charge, just as he was.
90% people, detainees were innocent. Some were students, some were teachers, some were housewives.
The reports by the Delhi-based Asia Centre for Human Rights and was timed to coincide with the opening day of a six-week session of the UN Commission on Human Rights in Geneva. The report calls for the appointment of a UN mediator to end Nepal's 9-year civil war against Maoist insurgents, in which thousands have died. Britain and India suspended military aid after the royal takeover, but the group wants all foreign governments, particularly the US, to follow suit until the king ends his crackdown. The group's director, Suhas Chakma, says the king needs to act urgently to allow democratic parties back into the political arena.
If the government of Nepal doesn't restore democratic freedoms, the democratic forces will have no other options but to join the Maoists. And there's a great danger that the Maoists and the Democrats put together will take over the power in Nepal. And no international community can intervene to save the king in those kind of situations.
So far, the king hasn't backed down despite an international outcry, including from Washington. This week, he did, however, release his sacked prime minister from house arrest and nearly 2 dozen others. Kunda Dixit, editor of the Nepali Times, thinks the king's banking on the possibility the US, Britain and India, Nepal's main source of military aid, will eventually have to support him because they fear the Maoists might win.
So this is the gamble that the king has taken, is to give the international community a choice, saying you either have the Maoists or you have me, you choose. And this is probably what his advisers are telling him, that sooner or later they'll blink.
Dixit says the king has significant support within the largely impoverished Nepali population, who are tired of war. But he warns it won't last forever.
It's not indefinite. He has to pull a rabbit out of the hat. And whether he does so or not, a lot of that support will depend on whether he is a ceasefire or some kind of a negotiation with the Maoists or a major military victory or whatever.
So far, there's no sign the king's making progress in ending the civil war. In fact, the Maoists are planning another economic blockade, which means more misery for his troubled subjects. Philip Reeves, NPR News.